Good morning. It was a beautiful morning, wasn't it, this morning? I looked out and I saw the fog, and it was just so beautiful. How do you know what fog actually is? It's a cloud. And it came down. Out of the cloud came down. Really thick, heavy fog. You can't see very far. Just really can't look very far and don't know what's around you or anything. It's what we're going to learn a little bit about Job felt a little bit like. That's what we're going to see is a little bit of a glimpse of how he felt. He had some friends that came and visited him, right? As we've been reading, the brothers have been reading to you. He had some friends come and visit to him. His friends weren't really with him. They were looking at ways to find ways to attack him. They were trying to find weaknesses in him that was causes problems, what they were saying to him. As Walter read last week, he was reading your order. Babbitt had talked to him, and Babbitt was, you know, explaining to him and saying that his ways of wicked and wicked reign was going to end. And so we're going to look into that and how that went in 19. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, how great and holy and precious your name is. Father, we thank you for all the things you can do for us. We thank you for the blessings you continue to pour upon us. Father, we ask that your will be done in all things that have been said in our lives and the lives around us. Father, we ask that wisdom be bestowed upon these young men, and we ask wisdom be bestowed upon all of us here too. Father, give us the understanding that we need to be able to continue to press into the kingdom. Father, we ask that we continue to be strong when things are coming crashing around us, that we continue to be strong and press and keep on pressing in. We ask that your way will be done, and your will be done in all things. We come to you, and we thank you for your sweet and precious name we pray. Amen. Alright, we'll go to Job 19. Well, do you remember what 18 was about? I kind of went over it before we prayed. We had him about it, and he came up to him, and he just expressed his opinion. Told him how he wished he would keep his mouth quiet. And he says, your words are going against you, and you're wicked, and that's why everything's collapsing around you. We're going to go in here and see what Job had said in for response. And Job answered and said, how long will you torment my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times you have reproached me, and you are not ashamed that you have wronged me. If indeed I have erred, my error remains with me. If indeed you exalt yourself against me and plead my disgrace against me. So once again, they were trying to find ways where he was wrong. That's why all this happened upon him. But instead, he's saying, I'm innocent. It's not what I did. But he says, if I did err, my errors are mine. Now we're at 6 here. Know then that God had wronged me and has surrounded me with his net. If I cry out concerning wrong, I am not heard. If I cry aloud, there is no justice. He has fenced up my ways so that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken a crown from my head. He breaks me down on every side, and I am gone. My hope he has uprooted like a tree. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me as one of his enemies. His troops come together and build up their road against me. They encamp all around my tent. He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. When I read that very first time, I thought about some of the brothers that we have here in church. And they were amongst a different group at the time before they even started this church. And they started putting into practice the teachings of what Jesus had commanded us to do. And they started receiving the same thing that Job had. They started having their acquaintances. And they thought, at the time, their brothers turned against them, pressed them away. So in a way, they were experiencing a little bit what Job was experiencing. We're at 14 now. My relatives have failed, and my close friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maidservants, count me as a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. That must be really lonesome. Once again, I feel like the cloud, being in the fog. Lonesome. I mean, when it's really thick, if you're walking out there, you don't know if you're getting ready to hit a tree until you get really close to it. So, this is kind of how he felt. Abandoned, alone. His old manger, his whole household, he felt like an alien to him. We'll go back here to 16. I call my servants, but he gives no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am repulsive to the children of my own body. Even young children despise me. I arise, and they speak against me. All my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me. My bones cling to my skin and my flesh, and I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me. Have pity on me. You, my friends. These were supposed to be his friends that came and visited him. But they keep on attacking him and saying, you deserve this. The things that you've done is wrong. And he's saying, have pity on me. You are not looking at the way how I actually am. You're just looking for things that come in a vicious way attack you. Not looking into what his life is about. We're here at 21 still, the last part. For the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, that I know that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, how my heart yearns within me. So he's saying, I continue to press on, continue to go as I need to go. I will be able to see God. I will be able to be counted worthy enough to endure this, that I'm enduring. We're at 28. If you shall say, how shall we persecute him? Since the root of a matter is found in him, be afraid of the sword for yourselves. For wrath brings the punishment of a sword, that you may know there is a judgment. So he's just saying, be aware, you're sitting here accusing me. You might want to start looking at your own self to see what's going on in your own self before you start trying to accuse me. As Jesus even said, remove the beam from your eye, the seed, a speck in your brother's eye. Before you should be able to start being perfect, before you see others who are not being perfect, to help them become perfect. That's what he's saying. All right. And I'm trying to remember, Walter said that you guys needed to come up with something that someone had a choice to choose either to do. What they should have done, but they didn't do that. That was Walter. They should have. They needed to look at verses that was someone who had a choice.
Well, they procrastinated or didn't do it immediately. But they're supposed to do the consequences
of not being able to do that. Do we want to go ahead and start running? Go ahead and stand up and do this. I'll start here to the left and walk over again.
Matthew 25:11-12. And afterwards the virgins came and also came and said, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he said, I do not know you.
Matthew 25 is the parable of the five virgins that didn't take oil in their lamps. And when the bridegroom came, they went to get oil, but they were too late. At 24, Felix was talking, called Paul to talk with him, and they were talking about
judgment to come and Felix trembled and said, "Hear thy way. For this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call unto thee." And then he never did call him, and when he was at the end of his reign, he just left full bounds to please the Jews, and he never did get to be a Christian.
Fighting the Canaanites, but they got tired of it and
stopped when God sold them to their enemies.
One more.
Okay. Sign out unto my neighbor. Go and come back again. For tomorrow I will give when thou hast this body.
When you guys were looking this up, did you see that some of them did have mercy still called on them? As we know that he had an opportunity to repent from it, but some of them did not. Walter was describing when he was talking about it, that one prophet had strayed from the path, and the Lord said, let's go back to the same way he came in, and he didn't. And he was eaten by a lion. But some of them was able to repent and then go fulfill what they were supposed to do. The mercy of the Lord hopefully will still be upon you, that you can be able to repent from this. But when the opportunity is time for you to pick up the cross and go, it's time for us to pick up the cross and go. And if we delay, it may be the last time you've been able to delay. I really like that you guys didn't have a verse that you're just read back on. You actually had to know the contents of it to be able to describe it. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do with mine. And I want you guys to be able to come up with at least two or three things, the teachings of Christ that He wants us to put into practice. And I would like you to give it a somewhat of an example. I mean, to kind of demonstrate here. Let's say you're bickering with your brother or your sister, and your father comes up to you and says, we need to learn to love, forgive, and have mercy. Those are the things that Jesus said for us to do. He says, if we're not able to forgive, our Father in heaven will not be able to forgive us. There's still mercy upon others. The earth mercy may be still upon us. And the love, as he said, that was the key thing of all things, that all stuck together. So I'd like for you guys to think of some things that the teachings, and so you're going to have to look in there and look and see what are the teachings that Jesus actually has asked us to do in order to become perfect and have mercy. I want you to be able to look that up, and I want you to be able to put it into practice. Maybe describe a little bit what you have done. This will help you so when you become soldiers someday and you're out on the street and someone asks you questions, you have prior knowledge and experience, knowing that I have already been walking in the way. I've already been putting it into practice. And here's some examples of been doing that. So, I appreciate that. Lord bless you.